Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. Brother A. So just listening to this is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I ask for any sister that's listening that she understands what your will is for her and for her life. And just begins to blossom and grow in the spirit the way that you want her to. As always, praise you, Father, Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so this is Matthew chapter 13, verse 31. It says, "The kingdom of heaven is like unto a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is least of all the seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof." So, just moving on from just the topic of gifts, okay? You want to have that mindset, okay, when the Lord is developing a gift within you, okay? Is that it's a grain of mustard seed. You want to be really patient help it grow with faith and with prayer, with fasting. Okay, fasting is really, I've seen, really important. Praying in tongues too, if you have the gift of tongues, and helping things like that of the spirit grow. But just being patient, because he'll cultivate it within you. You'll go through different trials. It'll get strengthened and strengthened, but you need to just be guarded against those warnings in the parable of the sower, and just let it blossom and be brought to fruition. Okay. And be mindful, because as you walk with the Lord, you'll see and you'll feel this certain sense of urgency that what he's doing within you needs to be accomplished, okay? And that you need to go through these trials, even if your gift is increasing just faith, because you're going to need faith, okay, getting through the days ahead, okay? You need to walk with him. If he just keeps talking to you and saying, you know, lay this down carnally, pursue it by faith, okay? Don't keep running to here, don't keep running to there, okay? You need to start thinking in terms of judgment, the things that, you know, you're used to having there, not being there, okay? And him opening other ways to provide for you, okay? The things that you need, okay? So if he's pushing you in that direction, okay? And he's turning your focus from what you're usually used to using onto something else, you need to listen, okay, to the spirit, because it's very likely if he's talking to you like that, that it's not going to be there anymore during times of judgment, okay? So you need to pursue it in the direction the Holy Spirit is leading you, okay? And just be really patient. And like I said, with that grain of mustard seed, be guarded against all of those warnings, okay? Now this is Isaiah chapter 43. Verse 7, "Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him." Okay. Again, Father, I just ask that any sister that's listening really understands how important this verse is, and just sees what we are made for as your church. Okay. This scripture says, okay, that we're made to glorify God. That's our purpose. Okay, I'm going to read it again. It says, "Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him." Okay, you want to keep these things in mind, okay? Because number one, that's just really important to know what you're made for. You're made, okay, for him, like he says, you know, let your light shine, okay? You're made salt and light, okay? You're made, okay, to glorify God, okay, here on earth, okay? And eternally, okay? That's not a just temporary scripture. That's a permanent scripture, okay? And you want to keep this in mind. It's just a good scripture to know and to keep in your heart and in your mind, okay, as you're walking through trials, because it changes things and it helps you when you understand God's grace, okay, and you understand what you are made for, okay? It's just to glorify him, okay? It makes your trials a lot easier, okay? helps you be in that place of rest and of faith, okay? Where you know why you're here, you know what you're supposed to do, you know that He's with you, okay? He's given you His power, He's given you His grace, okay? You can't be disrespectful, okay? And once again, flee this lukewarm church that tramples upon the grace of God, okay? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking when you're in place of fear and reverence to the Lord, okay? Be walking in a place of, and walking in a place of obedience. Be walking in faith, believing in His grace, and knowing you were made to glorify Him. That's what you were made for. That's like your inner structure. You know what I mean? And when you're in that place of seeking that, you're going to be in God's will and walking in the fullness of what you're created for, okay? And that will help you along with all these trials and have your mind and your heart and your focus and just your vision in the right place. Father, I ask for any sister that's starting her day that she just has a beautiful and glorious day, abounding in the Spirit and loving you all day. And praise for herself to be filled with the Spirit. Ask all these praise, Father, Son, in Jesus' name. Amen.